Diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
We get the second half underway. The Lady Bombers with a five-point lead, 27-22. Mountain Home with the basketball. Martin will penetrate in the paint, missing the shot. Forming the rebound. The putback is good. Well, I tell you what, Coach Ross really upset. There wasn't one and over a back, and two, there wasn't a walk. Neither one got called. And Foreman gets the bucket. 29-22, Mountain Home with the lead. 7:28 left in this third quarter. Man-to-man by Mountain Home. This is Gracie Hartle out top. Mountain Home's done a pretty good job on Hope Hartle, averaging 16 a game. They've held her to four, all from the free throw line so far this evening. Ball knocked away out top by Emma Martin. Comes up with the steal. Reached in and poked it away. Emma into the front court. Takes it in. Pulls up from six. Misses. Rebound underneath by Riley Walker. Keeps it alive for the Lady Bombers. Pfeiffer fakes left. Goes right. Into the paint. Layup missed. Rebound Rosebud underneath. That's Smith with her third. Nice move by Pfeiffer. Just couldn't get the finish. 6:42 left in the third. A seven-point lead for Mountain Home. Rosebud on the offensive end. This is Hip. Ball's knocked away out of bounds. It stays with the Lady Ramblers. 6:33 left. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball. Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Mountain Home leads it by 7, 29-22 with 6:27 left in the third. Jenna Hip. Nice first half with 13 points, has it out top. Here's the leading scorer, Hope Hartle. Her three is missed. Pfeiffer with the rebound. That's her third. Pushes up the left side. Mountain Home trying to press the tempo. The lob goes inside to Foreman on the left block. Puts it on the floor once. Turnaround jumper missed. Rebound to the Lady Ramblers. Hope Hartle with her fourth. The outlet up ahead of the travel. And a technical foul against Coach Moss of Rosebud. Coach Moss has been teed up. So the turnover by Rosebud and then the technical foul against the coach, which counts as a team foul. So the first team foul. And the free throw by Pfeiffer is good. Has one more. Second free throw is good. Pfeiffer hits both free throws. Mountain Home will have the ball in midcourt. I tell you what, I don't blame Coach Moss at all being upset the way a couple calls have gone early in this third quarter. He had every right to be upset. I didn't think what he did deserved a tee either. Here's Walker in the corner now for Mountain Home. Back to Husky. The three is good. Mountain Home with a 7-0 run to open the second half, and all of a sudden it's a 12-point Mountain Home lead. Turnover by Rosebud. Here comes Mountain Home. Martin drives at the other end. The miss. Pfeiffer, the rebound, and the putback. It's a 9-0 run and a timeout, Rosebud. 5:19 left in the third. Mountain Home leads it 36-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
.519 to play. You couldn't ask for a better start to the second half for the Lady Bombers. A 9-0 run. And all of a sudden, that 5-point lead has swelled to 14 in just about 2.5 minutes. Rosebud with the ball coming out of the timeout. Gracie Hartle with it on the left elbow. Hip brings it around the top of the key now. Here's Hope Hartle. A three is good. That's her first field goal of the evening. She has 7 points. 36-25. Mountain Home with 4:49 left in the third. Walker, now they'll swing it right side. They'll look inside. Pin open, missing the shot from the right block. Jump ball on the rebound and the arrow pointing towards Rosebud. Rosebud goes to the bench. Caitlin Wagner will check in.
If you're open, I would like for you to shoot it.
36-25, Mountain Home with 4.5 minutes left in the third. Ball knocked away and an illegal screen called against the Lady Ramblers. They got Gracie Hartle with the foul. It's going to be her first, team's second. The turnover, the eighth of the night. Now the illegal screen against Mountain Home. This is on Kyra Penn. That's her second, first foul this half against Mountain Home. .416 to play now. 36-25 is Mountain Home with the lead. This crew, this is the third game in a row they've worked. They've done a good job, but I'll tell you one thing they watch for is illegal screens. I've seen a ton of those called in the three games they've worked. Here's the ball knocked way out top. Emma Martin has another steal. Brings it into the front court. Here's Pfeiffer in the corner. The three is good. Her fifth of the ball game. 21 for Pfeiffer. 39-25, Mountain Home. Drive along the baseline by Caitlin Smith for Rosebud. She's fouled. Martin will pick up the foul. It's her first, team's second. At the free throw line is Caitlin Smith. 4 points in the night. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. First one is missed. Tabor in for Mountain Home. Husky is out. One more free throw here for Caitlin Smith. This one is good. She has 5 points, 39-26. Mountain Home with the lead in the basketball. Martin, baseline drive, layup is good. Quick first step by Martin. She's up to 6 on the night, 41-25, Mountain Home. Smith out top, gives it up baseline to Hartle. Back door to Wagner. She'll kick it out to Gracie Hartle. Her shot is missed, and the rebound controlled by Riley Walker. The outlet to Pfeiffer up ahead. Layup good, and a foul. Pfeiffer a chance for a three-point play. Fouls on Hope Hartle. That's her third, team's third. Pfeiffer to the line. 23 points, 4-4 from the line. Free throw short. Rebound to the Lady Ramblers. Hope Hartle with her fifth board of the evening. Three minutes left in the third. Backdoor cuts. Walker will commit a foul. Nice pass out top. Vanna Lacey. And the foul on Riley Walker. That's her second. Team foul number three against Mountain Home. Jenna Hip at the free throw line. 13 points on the night. Misses the first free throw. She is 0 of 3 from the line. One more free throw for Hip. She's 0 of 4 from the line. Pin the rebound for Mountain Home. Up ahead, it's Pfeiffer. Gives it up to Tabor on the pick and roll. Layup missed inside. Rebound, jump ball. Arrow this time pointing towards Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will have it with 2:44 left in the third. Mountain Home up by 17. Inbounds to Walker deep in the left corner. Riley's going to back it up. Take it to the left elbow. Now back out top. Crosses over to the top of the key. Tabor out top. Swings it to Martin on the right side. Martin to the baseline with the dribble. Defender falls down trying to draw a charge. Didn't get the call. Martin backs up. The three will not go. Rebound underneath. Pin powers it back in and draws the foul. Chance for a three-point play. Fouls on Savannah Lacey, her second, fourth team foul. Penn at the free throw line. Pfeiffer out, Husky in now for Mountain Home. Penn at the free throw line, and the free throw is good. 20-point Mountain Home lead now, 46-26 with 2:16 left in the third. Walker, they're going to call her for the foul with the reach in, trying to get the steal. That's her third, team's fourth. Madeline Collins in. Walker will come out. 2:14 left in the third. Lady Bombers now with a 20-point lead over Rosebud. Smith out top. Gets it up to Hope Hartle. Into the paint, she'll penetrate. Morgan Pierce is into the ballgame for the first time tonight. She has it, gives it up out top. Hartle a three, it won't go. Rebound, Madeline Collins. Nice positioning underneath. That's her third board. It's a 20-point Mountain Home lead. 1:40 left in the third. Underneath, ball deflected out of bounds. Stays with Mountain Home. Tabor will inbound left baseline. Finds Collins, right baseline. And an offensive foul is going to be called against Madeline Collins. That's her first team foul, number five. Only the fifth turnover against Mountain Home tonight. 1:28 left in the third. It's a 20-point Mountain Home lead, 46-26.
Not too much, Kyra.
Hope Hartle into the paint, missing. Madeline Collins with the rebound, her fourth. Emma Martin right side, and with 1:13 left in the third quarter, Mountain Home is going to play for one shot, it appears here. Husky with the dribble out top. Right side is Collins now, down to 54 seconds left. The winner of this game, here's the ball knocked loose. And a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow points towards Rosebud. Mountain Home turns it over when they're trying to play for the final shot of the quarter. And Rosebud gets it back with 46 seconds left, third quarter. Winner gets Norfolk tomorrow night at 7. The loser plays Watson Chapel at 1 tomorrow afternoon. Seconds left in the third. Out top of the dribble is Hip. Left elbow Lacey. Brings the dribble back out top now. Smith again along the right baseline. Tries to drive, cut off by Collins. Good job defensively. Smith picks up the dribble, gets in trouble, and finally swings it out top. Gracie Hartle of three. It's off the mark. Pin the rebound for Mountain Home. Into the front court, it's Husky. Long three is good. She was about halfway between the top of the key and the half court line. Nails the three to end the third quarter. We've played three. Mountain Home leads at 49-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker.